My name is Mike, and another one of the scout leaders. I'm from Corey for the time being. He's a Tiger Cub, which would be my first grade, all the way up to his Eagles. So I saw him from first grade through his 12 years at high school. And so it's a fun experience. I want to share three really short stories with you guys. It kind of sets the way that kind of with us here in the scout generation. I remember him as a Cub Scout. And one of the things in Cub Scouts we always used to do is we'd make this big deal about award ceremonies. We'd have the kids come up, and they'd do some magic trick or something like that. And most of the time, we'd do a little trick, and the guys would go, oh, wow, that's really cool. Sit down. Right? Well, not Corey. I think Corey sat up in the eyes, but he studied me. I really did. He had this one little thing where one of the badges that ran, he had to eat a piece of bear meat. So I held this plastic bag with a piece of meat and some little gross juice in it. And most of the time, the guys eat that. They choke it down, and some would throw it up, and some would spit it out. Corey popped it in his mouth, chewed it up. Big smile, stuck his tongue out. Make sure I saw it, swallowed it. And then we went on. He came up to me later and said, you know, Mr. Peebles, that wasn't bear meat. I said, oh, yes, it was. It was rancid. It was disgusting bear meat. No, it wasn't. It was beef jerky and ketchup. That's exactly what it was. I used to this trick where I'd take a cup of water and pour the water into the cup. And if the kids had passed all their requirements to get before they were bad, I turned it upside down, and lo and behold, the magic of scouting would keep the water from spilling on their head. So before I came up, we went through the routine, and I did it. Lo and behold, he passed. He came up to me after and he said, you know, I know you did that. You had some powder at the bottom of that cup that turns water into jelly. Well, that's exactly what it was. Come on, pull it back out of here. It was in your hand. He was sharp from day one. I'm not surprised. He's a National Merit Scholar, not an RIT, and so on. A second favorite story about Corey, he was from middle school. This is one of our week summer camps. This was up at what my friend Brandon likes to call Camp Walk-A-Lot, uphill both ways. And we were at first day of camp, and the first morning of summer camp was really pretty crazy. Got to get the guys up, they got to do their cooking, clean up, get dressed, run off, and go off to their merit badges. So I got everybody up, out of camp, nice, peace, and quiet, sat down with my cup of coffee. I hear this rustling coming out of the tent. I'm thinking, oh boy, we got a critter in the tent. Somebody left some cookies or something, there's a chipmunk in there. So I got up, went over, pulled back the flap, stuck in front of the chipmunk, looked at some skills, and there's Corey. He's sitting in there, he's arranged the tent, so his backpack for a nice, leisurely backrest. His nose in the lace, right behind him. He looks. I said, Corey, I gotta go. It's time to go for merit badge class. Let me just finish the chapter. Well, how far do you have to go? So he flips through. He says, oh, 20 pages. So off we go. So he takes the big pack, and he sneaks the book in the big pack, and off he goes. And so I'm looking down the trail to make sure he's on his where he needs to go. The book comes out there. Come back later on, go back to lunch, go back later on to the program race. I went around to check on the guys, went down to the shooting sports range, and there's Corey sitting on the bench waiting in line. Anyway, come back later, free time. Now, free time at summer camp is a big deal for the guys, because that's when we don't have to do anything. They can hang out, they can go to the trading post, they can build their guys, go back and take a nap, you know, they can do whatever they want. But during free time, you can look across the field, there'll be Corey sitting on a rock under a tree. Nighttime, lights out, dead silent camp. Blink, light comes on at 10. There's Corey all bundled up in a sleeping bag, reading away the book. So it's going on all week, and then Friday's the last day of camp. I noticed he was out looking for the rest of the guys. I said, Corey, what's up? How's the book? He said, I finished it. He'd read a 900-page book in about 2.5 days. And the last story I told this at Eagles, or at Corey's Eagle Corps, was one of my favorite. It has to do with the special relationship that he and I had. He was probably, I don't know, probably 16, maybe, probably 15 or 16, one of the older scouts. We're on a camp out, and there's this amazing phenomenon that takes place with boys as they get older. They start out in scouts. They're really all about cooking and having a great time, so they'll make these elaborate breakfasts with bacon and eggs or pancakes and sausage or something like that. And as you get older, there's this thing called cleanup that starts to get in the way. So they start to think about, well, if we can do something without cleaning up, then that's a better meal. So by the time they get to 14, 15, while the rest of us are eating, you know, scrambled eggs and bacon or something like that, The guys for breakfast are having Pop-Tarts. Pringles without cream cheese or peanut butter because that requires use of a knife. Or maybe if it's really cold and they're really ambitious, they might boil some water and make some oatmeal, which they will eat out of a packet and not use a spoon because you have to wash the spoon. So we're at lunch one day, and the adults are sitting down and have a lunch of sandwiches and chips and fruit and that kind of stuff. And Corey came up, and he didn't say much. He kind of sat there and kind of looked over the spread of the table. And finally he said, I said, hey, Corey, what do you have for lunch? He said, cup of noodles. I said, okay, what else? Nothing, just a cup of noodles. We sat there for a while, and he looked at the big bag of cookies that was sitting on the table. Finally got up in there, he said, Mr. Keeble's got some cookies. I said, sure, we got to trade for them. He thought about it for a minute. He said, well, you know what? I can tell you what time it is. Anytime you want to know. It was wild. And for the next 2.5 years, anytime I didn't know what time it was, I'd say, hey, Corey, what time is it? He would stop, look at his watch, tell me what the time was, the hour, the minute, the second. It's gone, like I said, 2.5 years. I saw Corey at an Eagle Court last summer and said, hey, Corey, what time is it? He smiled, looked down, gave me the hour, and the second for the time. It was a great run, a lot of fun. I think about the Cub Scout years with the Pinewood Derby. It was mentioned in here. Pinewood Derby did that car built just right. The Lake Street did just right. The rain gutter regattas, you know how to blow that boat down to the regatta so it wouldn't tip over and fall out. The wishy-washy washroom, love that. Go into the wishy-washy washroom. This is Corey's favorite. This is not his participation thing. You have to do it with me. Everybody's got to stand up. I'll walk you through it once, then we'll do it once, then we'll do it at Corey speed. The way it works is, goes like this. Way down in the valley, where nobody goes, lives the wishy-washy washerwoman washing her clothes. With an ooh-ah and an ooh-ah, that's the way the washerwoman washes his clothes. That's the hard part. She's got to be able to do this thing at the same time. Waliachi, coochie-coochie-coo, waliaja, coochie-coochie-coo. Well, Najee, coochie-coochie-coo is old for this. That's the way the washerwoman washes her clothes. Okay? Got it? Way down in the valley where nobody knows, there's the wishy-washy washerwoman washing her clothes. With an ooh, ah, and ooh, ah. That's the way the washerwoman washes her clothes. It's hard for me. That's the way the washerwoman washes their clothes. Okay, now that's the normal speed. Ready? Way down in the valley where nobody goes, that's the way the washerwoman washes their clothes. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. That's the way the washerwoman washes their clothes.